The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Yeah, 13 simultaneous games last night, Dean. I don't know when we started caring about simultaneous, but like, yeah, there's a lot going on at the same time. It could have been 14-2 as the Lightning and the Carolinas, they got COVIDed out last night. The Central Division is the COVID division. A lot of teams have struggled to play games. That, as you noted, some major signings in the majors and some other news and notes from around the world of sports. But we start with the Calgary Flames.
Always earned, never given.
Well, I mean, kind of. The Flames had arguably their worst period of hockey to open this one last night. Their worst of the season, and I don't know. Keywords: lethargic, disinterested, lacking urgency.
You're flat-footed.
Toronto definitely full marks for the first.
Here comes Hall the other way. Hall with a shot, stop, rebound, and they score! Jacob Markstrom made the save, but gave up a big rebound, and Wayne Simmonds buried it. Marner across, Matthews shoots, and scores! Pretty puck movement by the Maple Leafs, so the power play.
Mm-hmm.
That is a disgusting act.
It's a nice little montage there. We have Wills with the call, and then Wills with the analysis as well. I don't know how that works. Shots are 10-1 at the end of the first, boys. 10-1. Ugh. Yeah, probably the worst period they've had this season. That's saying something, because period two against the Jets, that was awful. And period one against Vancouver last Monday, that was dreadful as well. But not unlike those games, there were other periods in the game that were very good. And this group can shape, shift, and turn and twist and be a different team than they looked moments ago. I don't know how and why, but yes, the second period was much better. Two shots in the first minute and 8 seconds. One of them even went in, Dean. They doubled their shot total in 68 seconds from the first period. Wow, just incredible stuff. Johnny Gaudreau's third of the year, but the Leafs responded just 61 seconds later. Nothing like that fourth-line goal on a defensive breakdown. 3-1 Leafs and a steep climb ahead for the Flames on home ice. Yeah, they kept coming, though. Flames, give them credit.
Mackey stops, spins to try to get away from Lehtinen, bounces it in front. Lucic scores!
3-2 after 40, they controlled the puck for the bulk of the second period. Outshoot the Buds 18-5. That's is there anything more Flamesy than that? 10-1 shots in the first period for the Leafs, 18-5 shots of the Flames in the second.
It's become
Flamesy.
It just has been. Sorry,
it's become Flamesy. Yeah, it's a little Flamesy.
Whether it's Bill Peet or whether it's everyone's favorite human, Bob Hartley. Glenn Gullitson throwing sticks after practice. Like, it doesn't seem to matter. This group, on too many nights, seems to think puck drop is at 8 o'clock.
And remember, we used to talk about how it was the crowd, and they let the crowd down, and then they...
Yeah, no.
No, it's no,
not the crowd.
You play at home, you play on the road, people, no people. This seems to be the constant, that it's consistently inconsistent. You like that, guys? Consistent.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just came up with that now.
That's good. Third period we go. Calgary's still fighting, though.
Catches up to it, drops it. Gaudreau shoots and scores! Johnny Gaudreau scores his second goal of the game, and the Flames have battled back to tie this tilt at 3.
They tied the tilt at 3, indeed. Back to even turns. Johnny was flying last night. Now they just got to find out. Look, are they going to win this in regulation, guys, or are they going to win it in overtime?
Finally,
I mean, what's the...
Matthews in front. Marner shoots and scores! What a shot by Mitch Marner, who, falling backwards, picks the top corner.
Yeah, in the middle of 3 Flames players. Zip. That was quick.
Don't leave him
sitting
there
alone. High skill play there. Yeah. 4-3 the final. Lucic out as the extra attacker with an empty net. Does that make sense to anyone else? Not me.
Well, he had an extra attacker.
Not a fan.
And now it's a 5.5-on-4. other notes? Yeah, the puck flip from Jake Muzzin to Matthew Tkachuk. Hey, Matt, we weren't buying into your garbage. You want the puck? We're making sign this for you. You can put up on your wall, bud. Tkachuk melts down. Tried to destroy the water bottle holder on the way out. Slammed the gate.
Unsuccessful at that as well.
Yeah,
right?
It didn't really.
That was
terrible. Kind of quit halfway. He wasn't sure.
Didn't commit at all.
And if you're the Leafs, you've just played Matthew Tkachuk like a fiddle. You ignored him on your goalie. You didn't let that become a central figure. You win both games, and you flipped him the game puck. See you in Toronto down the road, kid.
Well, it was from their perspective, it was absolutely perfect. Take no points. You didn't get a rise out of us, and we got you with the little puck flip. Perfect.
Also, probably time for some of the so-called depth on this forward group to show up. It feels like it's only Monahan, Gaudreau, Tkachuk, and Lindholm scoring goals. It'd be nice if one of the new guys wanted to do something. Rough night for the third pair. Each burned pretty badly on a goal against. Leaky D, lots of odd man rushes. As much as you like the final 40 for the amount of chances they created, there was too many mistakes and a complete disaster of a first period. Real mixed bag there last night, boys.
Yeah.
What do you build on? We got to take the positives. It's a
final
short
40
year.
Minutes. We're creating at, chances. Johnny's
lots playing. Of hockey.
Yeah.
I'd be frustrated.
Yeah, I just
good enough
get
to
it
do it,
first.
Though.
I
did
don't
prove
understand.
That.
The lack of urgency early was just it smacked you in the face. Like just not moving.
Even...
Simple things. Go get to the puck, skate hard, and try to win a battle. That's I'm good.
And we know, just looking on paper, we know that this is not the playoffs,
right?
Because Sam Bennett has no points in five games.
I was going to say, Sam Bennett definitely knows it's not the playoffs.
Dash five and no points in five games, so rest easy knowing this isn't the playoffs. That's still to come.
Yeah, and I don't know that Power Play 2 needs to be the bump back for Sam to rush it
no.
into the offensive zone.
Well, we're back where we were, huh?
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd throw it in there. You know.
No. And it's true. Five games is plenty, Sam.
Yep.
I want to play center. I want to dominate. We can't find a spot for you.
He'll be a good Kraken, boys. He really will. Let's get to the other games last night.
Oh,
lots of them.
Yeah,
lots
hit
of them.
It. Yep.
Yep.
Hello.
Yep. Pittsburgh Boston needed overtime.
2-on-0 for the Bruins. Out of the line, right side, Smith into the right circle. The Krejci to Smith. He scores. Craig Smith. With 11 seconds left in overtime.
Hello.
Hello.
Nondescript name, but what a player. Craig Smith, sure. That was not Jack Edwards. He was foaming over Mark Jankowski on the Bruins broadcast on TV. Whoa.
I was down and have
a glass of water before you listen to that. Holy.
I was watching this one live, and seconds before that one went in, Malkin, Letang, and the other, whoever it was, they had a 3-on-0.
Was it Rusty?
I'm not.
Rusty?
I don't know who it was, but
okay.
They went back and
McCann?
Forth. And, terrible. They didn't get a shot off. Rask got a stick
Rusty.
On it. And back they came. And okay, so that's how you handled the an odd man rush. Good. Okay, fair enough.
And the Bruins could get past a back. This is they've survived his absence early. Rangers and Sabres. Oh, look at this, Brett. Look at this.
And now, and Olofsson rolls it around on the boards. It's steered back to the point to Dahlin. And Olofsson in front of the shot. They score! That's the one!
Oh, is anything better than that?
No.
Like, it's rolling around his mouth and like
now,
he's sampling the whiskey.
Olofsson rolls it around on the boards.
And then, ah, oh, there it
That's
is!
That's the one!
3-2, your final.
Yeah,
love that!
That was the first for Eichel. He'd been fighting it, so that was a big one for him. Did you see
so
Dylan?
His line mates have 1,000.
Yeah. See Dylan Cousins scored again?
Power, good player,
they
huh?
put him on the power play.
Why not?
Stahl found him in the slot, and he wired a one-timer. He's got two goals already.
Florida Columbus, Blue Jackets up and just trying to salt away a victory in regulation, but look out.
And Hornquist will go next. Hornquist heads in. Left circle, lots of speed. Shot top shelf, and he scores! And Patrick Hornquist gives the Panthers the shootout win.
Yeah, the producer was a little horny there. He gave you the shootout goal, not the game-tying goal with just 2 seconds to play. Big night for Hornquist nonetheless. 4-3 your final. Panteros. Get a win on the road.
Do you see how bad? Sorry,
take that?
They do. Yeah, see how bad Bobrovsky was. 2 goals on 2 shots and 3-on-9 or something. It's going so poorly. They win last night and no one's thought. But it's so poorly. They have it for what, 8 more years? Good Lord.
He just got the contract and said, huh, good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Just nachos and the whale's rib.
Well, the good news is
the year they signed him to a 10-year, $70 million deal, they also drafted a kid in the first round. So you can have a $10 million backup in a few years, I'm sure. That'll be good. Flyers, Devils. The Scott Wedgwood story was a good one. Hadn't played since 2018. What, did he get a shutout a couple nights ago? A little different against
JVR
Philly.
JVR heads to the slot. Here's Giroux. Back to Provorov. With traffic out in front of the net. He'll take the shot. Tip. They score! And Van Riemsdyk has his second.
Two for JVR. Forgot this guy was in the league. Huh. Flyers must be deep. 5-3 the final. Islanders Capitals tied at 2 in the final minute.
Dylan Speed ahead now to Schultz. Give and go off the wall. Schultz shoots and scores!
3-2, the final. There's your game winner in the dying moments. Caps have earned points in all seven games. The Jackie Bear with the assist on the winner. Remember the Jackie Bear?
Oh, yeah. Nice little, a deft little pass.
Yeah, not bad. What's he doing on the ice with time?
I'm not
look
sure.
At that.
Trotsy's upset. Trotz said afterwards, there will be changes.
Yeah, well, he said he wanted more playoff urgency. You're like, Trotsy, it's regular season. What do you mean playoff urgency? That's for the playoffs, no?
Sour.
Don't give him Sam Bennett. Oilers and Jets. Well, look at this 3-1 lead for the Oilers. Maybe this goaltending isn't going to be the issue
they
this
score!
Year. For...
Andrew Kopp didn't beat him the first time, but he does the second. Lowry back out in front and a shot. They score! Matthew Perreault. Dusty in the slot on the far side. A shot. They score! Nikolai Ehlers. Shot. They score! He moves in, let a shot go off a skate, they score! Adam Lowry shoots to the empty net and scores!
I mean,
Andrew
to be...
Kopp with his second of the night.
Yeah. To be fair, it's not really on Koskinen or the goaltending when the last one is into the empty net, but the rest on them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Russell had a nice play out there. I thought he'd get an honorable mention.
Well, you know, was it up there with the old starfish that bank job the other night?
Yeah, it was good.
Good to see them get ahead of things and extend them for next year. Ehlers and Kopp, 4 points each. Wow. Yeah, that's Andrew Kopp getting four. It's not a good night for the other team, is it?
J-E-T-E Jets!
Kings and Wild!
Grunstrom,
let's find a winner.
In the middle of the ice, shoots and scores! Great move off the right wing wall by Carl Grunstrom.
Carl Grunstrom.
Grunstrom.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. Just have to 2-1 your final.
Excuse me, can I use your washroom? I just
got a
Grunstrom.
Just a quick grunts.
Chicago, Nashville, let's go to overtime.
Here's Josi cutting in. Josi slides it in, and the Predators win it overtime.
Is it a number? Do you have to go number one or Grunstrom?
Grunstrom.
It smells like a Grunstrom. Detroit and Dallas. Here's your winner. Overtime.
To the slot. Toe drag waits. Holds up. Lost in the circle to Dickinson. He scores!
Grunstrom.
Stars are good. Yeah, that's 3 wins in 3 games. Their power play is on fire. OT winner there, apparently. Klingberg, just some fancy pants out there, too.
Grunstrom.
Klingberg scored and got an assist. He's got 6 points in 3 games. He's on fire. It's pure Grunstrom.
He's on pace for 112, Dean. St. Louis,
Grunstrom.
Vegas, Kelly McCrimmon behind the bench. The Vegas coaching staff out.
Yeah.
Got a COVID case on the coaching staff. That's not good. Blues got up 4-2, but then watched Max Pacioretty score his second and third of the game to square things at 4. Blues do hang on. With a shootout victory, 5-4. Binnington, 42 saves, 2-for-3 in the shootout. Anaheim, Arizona, the Yotes got John Gibson, 31 saves shutout. It's his second shutout in 4 starts this year. Have we forgotten about John Gibson?
He has been unbelievable.
Faces a billion shots, 2 shutouts.
Gibson had diarrhea.
No.
They win 1-0 last night. And remember, on Sunday, they beat Vegas 1-0. So he's getting no support offensively.
Yeah.
But they're still finding a way. He's been great.
San Jose, Colorado. This was not close.
Nazem Kadri throws on the brakes. One-timer shot. Score!
Saad's second of the night there. 7-2 your final. Yeah, that Sharks goaltending tandem.
5-on-19 for Jonesy.
Well, and then Dubnyk came in, and yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tampa Bay, Carolina postponed. There's your action from last night. Flames in the North Division find themselves second from the bottom, but they also have 3-2-1 game in hands on a lot of the teams they're chasing. They are a point back of Edmonton and Vancouver, who are both 3-5, but have played 3 fewer games. Time to get her going, boys, and they will start cranking it up scheduling-wise. Thursday in Montreal, a second game in Montreal, 3 in Winnipeg before returning home. 5-game roadie on the way tomorrow. Just a pair of games tonight. Canucks Senators, 6 o'clock on Sportsnet West. That 5 o'clock start in Vancouver. I know the fans will be very upset. They'll have to leave work early to line up and get into their homes, I guess. Mm. Second of 3 in this 3-game and 4-night series, and the first of 2 games and 2 nights between these two clubs. If it's anything like Monday's game, you can go ahead and take Vancouver minus 1.5 and make a little moolah. Chicago, Nashville, 5:30. Those are the only other games, only 2 games in the NHL tonight. Major League Baseball. Jays vink Marcus Semien to a 1-year, $18 million deal. 30-year-old shortstop at a monster 2019 campaign. Not so good last year. 2019, he hit 33 home runs, 92 RBIs, 10 steals while hitting .285 with an on-base of .369. He was third in AL MVP voting behind Mike Trout and Alex Bregman. He was a monster. Last year, apparently hurt early, struggled before starting to look like himself as the season went on. Semien's been playing shortstop the last 5 years, but apparently set to play second for the Jays, which would leave Bichette at shortstop, and Kevin Biggio would be off to third base. Another dynamic bat for this lineup. Who's going to pitch, though?
Apparently, he's a great guy. So, you know,
people like him. Hard worker.
Yeah, guys like him. So that's, you know, that's
worth popular.
$4-5 million alone, right?
He's going to set up bowling night. So if he puts the bill for that, then maybe it'll come out even in the wash, right? JTA Real Muto. 5 years, $115.5 million deal to stay with the Phillies. Top catcher in baseball. Stays where he was. Didn't get nearly the money he was hoping for. The Bauer and the Mets are flirting, and no players inducted to the 2021 class of the Hall of Fame. Just nobody. Schilling, Jerk, Bonds, Cheater, Clemens, Cheater. All missed the cut. 1 year left on the ballot for that trio, and Schilling's pissed. He's got a completely filled diaper and says he wants his name off the list.
The Schilling one is amazing because you can debate the merits of steroid use for Bonds and Clemens. I mean, Schilling's out because he's a Richard, because he's over the top conservative and hasn't treated people great. And basically, it's just we don't like you, so you're not going in, even though your numbers are great.
Well, yeah, he feels cuspy, but then the Richard certainly breaks the tie. With Bonds and Clemens, there's no doubt those guys would have been in the Hall of Fame. They were great players, very, very great players before they started cheating, but the older voters won't put in steroid users. The younger ones are like, Major League Baseball had a hand in this. They knew what was going on. They didn't stop it. They didn't set any rules down. It's complicated, and baseball has very strategically allowed the baseball writers to make these decisions, not them. So, whatever. NBA.
Boom shakalaka.
Raptors Bucks tonight at 5:30. Toronto's won 5 of 7. They are now 7-10 on the season. Bucks 10-6. Lowry day to day, and Siakam out.
Hey Ryan.
Dead deers.
Hey Ryan.
Yeah.
We got this one tonight.
Raptors
Bucks on your radio.
5:30.
Hey, Steinberg, take a half an hour and go treat yourself.
Is Steinberg on the call?
I don't know. They're going to give him the boot at 5:30, though.
Chris Boucher for 3! Regis! It's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Did a little bit of work.